the dream. I remember it was a February afternoon. The snow was coming down, and I was excited. I was going to touch and feel the snow for the first time. It melted in my hair and in my hands. It was pure white, just the way I remember from the movies I used to watch back in my country. Hi, my name is Ruth. I was born and raised in Guatemala. I was born in a country with beautiful volcanoes, mountains, and beaches, rich in culture and in faith. I came to Providence on April 18, 2000. I remember the day and the time exactly. I arrived on Tuesday at 4:15 p.m. I left my mother and three younger siblings behind. I left my boyfriend and my career behind as well. I was to be reunited here with my father and three older siblings. I was an elementary school teacher in Guatemala, and I worked very hard to obtain that degree. I felt accomplished. I had my dream job, and I was providing for my family. It was my dream to come to the U.S. and continue teaching. Soon, I realized that that wasn't going to happen, at least not for now. I found myself not speaking the language. How frustrating was that? Nor did I have the requirements needed to teach here. So I had to start all over again. It took me 3 years to learn English. I got my GED, and I was working as a teacher's assistant. I was working towards a certificate in early childhood, but it didn't work out. I didn't feel confident enough. I dropped out 3 times. During that time, I fell in love and I got married. We have 2 smart, athletic, and beautiful children, and we own a house. I dedicated myself to my family. Fast forward 22 years later, I'm here still seeking my dream to teach. I am enrolled in College Unbound and currently working hard to obtain my bachelor's degree in teacher certification. The dream has not died, because when you desire something so deep, it is worth to keep trying to achieve that dream, whatever that might be. You might think that all of this was easy. I assure you, it was not. I have worked in factories. I have worked with kids with severe disabilities. I have been a maid, babysitter, you name it. I've been mentally abused by people who I believe love me. Now, I have a better job and I'm close to my finish line. I can envision myself clearly teaching in my own classroom. Many of us immigrants might get stuck in our way in whichever direction we might try to go. We find obstacles, barriers, confusion, and sometimes pain. But also we find people who are willing to help us. The key is don't give up. Sometimes it might seem impossible. It is not.